I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. In recent months, we've been saturated with painful, even agonizing news of controversial police shootings, urban turmoil, and anger-filled standoffs. Underneath it all, it seems, are nagging and remarkably complex issues of race. For many, this is the proverbial elephant in the room, although perhaps not the only elephant. But race is not just a broad, abstract political and social issue. For so many, it's a deeply personal issue, as we hear from this week's essayist, 13-year-old Rachel Romaine.
Tamir Rice's recent murder in Cleveland hit me hard. I thought about my 11-year-old brother. That could have been him. Our dad is black and our mom is white. With my family, I can express my feelings about racially motivated violence. At school, it's harder because I'm the only biracial person in the room, and when we talk about these situations, everyone stares at me. Whenever I'm in a predominantly white place, I try to block out the scary news. I just have fun and never want it to end. I only think about the present. With my white side, I am not a worrier. I act like a normal white teenager, shopping at the mall, staying up late talking, and watching Modern Family. When the fun is over, I go home and switch identities. Out comes a black identity. With this identity, I notice all the people surrounding me. I am more welcoming and caring towards other people, whom I may or may not know. I am not shallow. I still have fun, but I take things more seriously. With this identity, I know what it feels like to be stared at. It's hard to ignore. Every day, I think about how blacks are discriminated against and aren't treated equally to white people. Our world is changing slowly, but we know there is still racism everywhere. We all see it with our eyes, drifting in the air, but some of us choose not to do anything about it. Some people let it float in the air, hoping that one day it will blow away in the wind. My black side sees racism, while my white side doesn't even see a speckle. My black identity wants to do something about it, but how? When I am with white friends talking about situations such as Tamir Rice's death, it doesn't seem as big of a deal. But it's different at home. I become more aware and somber about everything happening to black people. I forget the little things that seemed important at school, and I worry about what is going on in the news. I believe having two identities makes me notice the details in life. When you have multiple identities, you see things that you wouldn't see if you only had one of those identities. That's what gives me a unique perspective. I'm fortunate to see the world in many different ways.
Rachel Romaine recently completed the 7th grade at the Gordon School in East Providence. She lives with her family in Seekonk, Massachusetts. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.